Welcome to the Discorder Radio Show. This is DJ CJ. It's just me in today. Wade is out studying for something important, probably a master's in journalism. It's just me tonight, so we'll start off with some Elphinstone out of Montreal. Alright, so that was Elphinstone all the way from Montreal. Elphinstone is soon going to be on tour with the Black Angels in the States and a couple of cities in Canada as well. Alright, this is the Discorder Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ CJ. And Wade is not in town, or he's in town, but he is on a study break. Because it is busy exam time here at UBC campus in Vancouver. Speaking of which, we had the AMS block party on Friday. Some really exciting tunes and bands playing. We had the opening band, Anxiogem, who just won the AMS Last Band Standing competition, which is essentially a battle of the bands here on campus to promote local and student bands from UBC, and Anxiogem won that. And they opened for Good for Grapes, who were after them. Really exciting tunes from them. Discorder and CITR got a chance to interview them backstage, so stay tuned for that on our website as well as our Facebook pages. All right. And after Good for Grapes, we had the legendary Kanon, who we unfortunately were not able to broadcast, but he had a great set, everybody was pumping, and after him came Dylan Francis and then Mort Fastang, electro house DJs, and so a great set overall, and it was pouring rain, but the people were dancing, and everybody was having a great time. So, and big props to Anxiogem for their first block party and hopefully a great future ahead of them. I'm going to play a tune from Anxiogem right now. This is Kittymat. And it's kind of different from what they played at the block party. This is more bluesy and more chilled out. And kind of suits this rainy weather. So here it is. Kittymat by Anxiogem.
I heard about the years of pain fire took a town, and it never seemed to rain. I know not why it's little known. The vilest things we see sit on top the tallest throne. I know not why it's little known. It seems so clear. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. What's your story? Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. What's your story? Pipeline, the water shines out near Kitimat. Talk of jobs and liberties. Well, you might go for that. But I don't know if this land will survive when the wrecking crews arrive. Powerless to the longshore drift, you better go and find your wife. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. What's your story? Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Where's your glory?
Discorder Radio, that is Anxiogem with a lovely bluesy track called Kitimat. I think it's named after the town. I'd love to go there. And
it makes it sound like it's a tropical, wonderful, sunny place.
It is in the summer, maybe, hopefully.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Maybe.
I haven't been there.
Felt pretty nice when I walked in here.
For sure. All right, and that is Laurel B., our editor-in-chief here at Discorder Magazine.
Hey,
hi, Laurel.
Guys, hello.
Super excited. And I was just telling these folks, they Angst Jam won the Battle of the Bands competition that the AMS put up called Last Band Standing.
Nice.
And they opened the block party, which was pretty good. They had a really good set. Good for Grapes is really good too.
Mm-hmm.
We got to interview them, so stay tuned for that on our website and our Facebook pages. But Block Party is history now. In the future, we have got the April issue release party.
Yay! The first ever.
That's right. And where is it going to be, Laurel?
It is this Thursday evening at the Fabulous Cobalt down on Main Street.
That's right, 917 Main Street.
Exactly.
So who are some of the bands that are going to be there?
We have a band on the Kingfisher Blues label called Zen Mystery Fog. We have a little gang,
gang of signs.
Yeah, you may remember from the fantastic cover of the September issue of Discorder, Gang Signs. Woo! And we also have a little band from Vancouver called Sunshine.
Yeah, I just heard some Sunshine and they're pretty good.
They're
just what we need in this sort of crazy rainy weather. And Gangside is pretty good too. They released a remix album recently.
Yeah,
which
just
is,
within a month ago.
Yeah, and it's climbing up our charts like a vine. So, this is, of course, being partly organized by Jordan Adenaz, our outgoing under review editor. Is that public now?
That's true. Yes, it's public. Unfortunately, Jordan will be leaving us at the end of this month ish, and he's going out with a bang. So,
absolutely, and a high kick, because Phoenix Thunderbird is definitely going places.
King of the high kicks for sure.
Absolutely. For those of you who don't know, Phoenix Thunderbird, of course, is the band by our under review editor, album review editor, essentially, Jordan Adenaz.
Indeed.
And, anything, what would you like, if this was a theme party, Laurel, if it was, what would you like people to dress up as?
Oh my God. I think everybody should dress up as their favorite animal. I think that would be the best way forward. Who doesn't like dressing up like an animal?
Absolutely. What would you dress up as?
I'd dress up as a koala bear because I actually have a koala bear costume already.
How?
How
do you have a koala bear costume?
Long story. It was actually a really nice birthday present. It's like just wearing a big pair of pajamas with a hood on it and some floppy little ears and
kind
stuff.
Of like Wilfred.
Yeah. It's pretty fun.
I'd dress up like Wilfred. All right. We've got Sarah, accordingly, our music editor, coming up right after this song. So stay tuned. She's going to be talking about the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver.
Ooh.
And they're having a fundraiser at the Rickshaw. So stay tuned for that right after a little track by Sunshine called Showering with Wine.
Forever.
All right, that was Sunshine with their track Showering with Wine here on Discorder Radio. I'm your host, DJ CJ, and in the studio with me, I've got
Sarah Cordingly, music director at CITR.
Hello, hello, Sarah.
Hello, CJ.
How's it going?
It's going excellently. Excellently.
So I got you in here because I'd like somebody to tell me about this Girls Rock Camp Vancouver fundraiser that's happening at the Rickshaw. And I think it's a really great initiative to begin with. It started in Portland about 8 years ago.
That's right. Yeah, the first Girls Rock Camp was in Portland. And basically what it is it's a summer camp for girls. It's meant to empower female youth through music performance and creation. So our camp this year will be July 8th to 13th. So the girls will come and they'll form a band on the Monday and go to instrument lessons all week long, have band practices with their new band and write a song and perform it at a final showcase at the end of the week.
So is this like a day-long thing where they come in, stay for the day, and then head back home? And
it's a week-long day camp, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's a really amazing, really fun and empowering environment. Most kids, probably particularly most girls, don't usually have an environment available where they're allowed to really express themselves and make a ton of noise without fear of any judgment. So it's really great to be able to provide that for them. It's pretty amazing to see what comes out of them.
Absolutely. I'm sure like if they did make that kind of noise back in school or somewhere, they'd be bullied out of it, you know?
Yeah.
It's
typically discouraged, I think. Yeah.
So how did you get involved with it?
I got involved originally as a band coach and a vocal instructor the first year, and just was kind of like, wow, this is a really amazing experience. I need to help out more. And I went with the other organizers of the Vancouver camp to a Girls Rock Camp Alliance conference. So it's an alliance of a whole bunch of camps worldwide, actually, all through the States and Canada, Sweden, the UK.
And that was which city?
And that first year it was in the Bay Area. It was just outside of San Francisco.
Nice.
So representatives from all the camps came together and kind of shared resources and experiences and ideas. That alliance is still going. We're still a part of it. That's really what inspired me to get more deeply involved with helping to organize the camp.
So were you part of Channels 3 and 4 when you joined that?
I've always been part of Channels 3 and 4.
That's like a family.
It is. It's from my youth. Probably, yeah. I think that we performed a lunchtime concert at the first one that I was at, which was pretty much the best show you could possibly play
for a bunch of kids.
Yeah, to 8 to 18-year-old girls eating pizza in kind of a rec room. Pretty amazing. There was a lot of dancing.
Your band is really, really danceable. For our listeners who don't know, Sarah is the lead singer of Channels 3 and 4, who performed at our CITR 75th anniversary party at Chapel Arts, where you killed it. There were literally people surfing. What do you call them?
Crowd surfing.
It was one girl who was crowd surfing on like five guys.
Yeah, there were only six people there, so it was pretty impressive. But that's the second best audience. The first best is the Girls Rock Camp girls. The second best is the CITR student executive.
Absolutely. So this is organized by Nothing Is Heavy. Who is?
I believe it's one of the guys from Ancients. So he puts on a lot of the shows at the Rickshaw and a lot of the sort of heavier shows throughout town. This is sort of an answer to a bit of a sassy call we put out to get some male allies supporting us and to have more people putting on benefits for the camp because we, as organizers, are a little bit stretched thin with planning the camp. So in Absolutely. Order for us to do enough fundraising to make sure that the camp happens and make sure that the low-income kids that need subsidies for their camp tuition are, we don't turn anyone away for lack of funds. So to make sure that that can happen, we need help. We need donations. So this is really amazing for them to take it on and just to show support from, you know, a bunch of musicians that aren't necessarily all women, but that do understand that this is like a really important thing and a really fun thing. The showcase is pretty much the best show that happens all year. So I imagine that'll be July 14th. So mark your calendars, get your tickets early. It always sells out.
That's true. I've read that on the website. All right. So this is the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver fundraiser at the Rickshaw Theater, Saturday, April 13th. You guys should buy tickets and head there. It's going to be an intense show. Slow Learners is going to be playing there along with Ben Sinister and Anchoress and Vicious Cycles. So a whole bunch of fantastic, heavy, loud bands. So here's a song by Slow Learners called Habit, taking you out. This is the Discorder Radio Show on CITR.
Screaming, it's over, it's done. I never saw it.
That was Habit by Slow Learners, who are playing along with Vicious Cycles, Anchoress, and a couple of other great bands at the Girls Rock Camp fundraiser. And if you missed that little interview we had with Sarah Cordingley, our music director, you can check it out on Discorder Radio on Facebook. So there. All right, we are about near the end of the show. We've got Andy Longhurst coming up next with The City. This is Andy is busy with exams, but we're playing another podcast of his. All right, speaking of other great shows, we've got, if you picked up the Discorder magazine for this month, you will notice that we have an article on the band Stubborn Blood, who won Shindig, the famous CITR Battle of the Bands, back in 1986, and they are reuniting and playing a fantastic show tomorrow at the Railway Club, April 10th. You should check it out. And check out the article as well on the April issue of Discorder, which you can also find online at discorder.ca. The article is written by JC Gibb. Big ups to him. And big ups to you, listeners. Thank you for tuning in. This is DJ CJ signing off with one last track by We Need Surgery. This is Go Go Go, and they're playing at the Biltmore on April 11th with Tough Lovers. This is CITR 101.9 FM. Cheers to you.